You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It's dangerous to play a game on one cell phone while you're driving. But a police officer in Seattle spotted a guy who was playing 8 games.
Right. Mine,
simultaneously.
Exactly. That's ridiculous. I only do 5.
Okay. Real dumb. This guy had 8 different phones up and running. He was playing Pokemon Go, not on one, but on 8 phones simultaneously. 8 phones were all jammed into one piece of foam here.
Oh, wow. He's
as
got
you
a,
can see.
That's a genius setup. What a genius.
No, that's stupid, Chuck.
Wow.
He agreed.
Game changer.
To put the phone rig in the back seat before he started driving again. Since the cop didn't officially catch him playing his games while he was driving, he got off without a ticket.
That's impressive, because honestly, all he's doing, he's just driving to the next Pokey Stop or whatever it is, probably. So he doesn't even have to play, but he just needs to know. It'll show you, like, on a map, like, oh, you've got to drive to this donut place. So you drive to the donut place, and then he just...
He doesn't need this foam thing. He needs that for driving.
Well, to me, you know, because I have about 6 phones that I play my one game on, it is kind of a pain. I'm always like, oh, which one did I already do stuff on? But now when I build my phone thing, I'll know exactly.
No. Here's a quick question for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Perfect.
What's the most dangerous thing you've done while driving? 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. I know for me, I know exactly what it was that I tried to get cocky and eat like those loaded fries while driving. Is absolutely the most dangerous thing I've done.
Loaded fries.
Yeah. Like the Canadian Taco Bell for years has had them.
It's
French fries.
With nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese, taco meat, sour cream, tomatoes.
Yeah.
Chives. Taco sauce. Yeah.
Loaded.
Loaded.
That's crazy.
Trying to eat those while driving with a fork.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Because I got scaldy hot nacho sauce on myself. It almost went into the wrong lane. And then did almost drop it once and had to bend down.
I successfully ate chips and salsa.
I can't even tell you what I've done.
Yeah, I can't go on record with the most dangerous things I've done while driving.
Come on.
But I know that...
Chuck is the big proponent of that he can do so many things. Right? Like he...
I sure can.
He says he's...
I can do a lot.
He says he can eat ribs and drive at the same
time. Yeah, that's crazy, Chuck.
I know I can.
Chicken wings?
Without a mess.
Chicken wings. Sauce-covered chicken wings.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. You'd be a mess afterwards, but...
Yeah, a little bit.
We're not...
I see a picture of Jason. Was he eating a chicken, piece of chicken? I don't know if he was driving, though. Was he driving?
Jason, were you driving eating chicken?
He had like a drumstick.
You eating driving, Jason?
So he had the one with the handle, which is way easier.
If you got a handle.
He had a drumstick.
Jason, you there?
Did I see that?
Were you eating chicken and driving?
Oh, yes, I was. I had a big old drumstick.
That's like the best piece of chicken you could choose. So.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I thought I saw that.
You did.
Yeah. Busted.
So you were behind the wheel while doing this.
Yeah, I mean, it's the perfect vessel to eat while driving.
Yeah.
That's the easy. Yeah. That's like a rookie piece of chicken.
Was that the only piece of chicken you ate, or did you eat? Like...
No way. No, I had multiple drumsticks in my mouth.
Oh, drumsticks.
So they were all drumsticks, though.
Yeah, all legs.
All drummies.
Okay. All fried chicken. But the most dangerous thing I've done is probably play the Jew horn behind the wheel.
Oh, wow. That's intense.
What? Why?
You got to practice, man.
Is your horn broken?
No, there's something entertaining about like pulling up to a red light and just blasting it.
You do that?
Yeah. Oh,
that's fun.
I do.
That's amazing.
I bet the reactions are confusion.
No one's ready for it.
What you got to do is make like serious creepy like eye contact with somebody and then blow the horn and then take off into the distance.
I should. I think one time someone called in about somebody playing trumpet.
While driving.
I was like, I got an instrument. I'm going to see if this is as entertaining as it sounds.
So you gave it a whirl.
Yeah, so.
It's amazing.
Awesome. All right.
I'm out there. Eating chicken and blowing horns.
All right, Jason the Jew.
He's a wild man.
He's a dangerous Jew. Someone said, I ate sushi with chopsticks while driving. Super stupid. Someone else said, I'm straightening my hair right now on my way to work.
I think girls do the most dangerous things behind the wheel.
The one woman I saw that went over two lanes of traffic, she was had her mirror down while driving and was doing makeup.
Yeah.
She went across two lanes on a freeway.
All that eye stuff they do. Like while they're driving.
Yeah, I know that's dangerous, but it's all the other stuff that's the most dangerous stuff.
I mean,
sexual stuff.
You mean like the diddle, diddle, diddle?
All the stuff.
Oh, the beegers, the roadhead.
Oh.
All of that stuff.
The roadhead?
Well, you that's a tough one to pull off while you drive for a lady.
Yeah, what? For a lady.
Butthole guy. Yeah. Listen, you're driving.
I know you're driving. Come out.
I'll steer.
I'm just sitting here.
That one's tougher to pull off.
I guess.
I guarantee it's happened.
Mm.
Okay. Especially now that the cars will stay in their own lane.
A gentleman will take the wheel for her at least.
Exactly.
Gentlemen take the wheel.
I still think even if you put that into a category that women do the most dangerous things, that's
that's there. This woman said she got, finger touched.
Hmm.
Finger jammed. A little jingle jangle.
Finger jammed?
While driving.
Oh,
jingle jangles.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
So she was doing that to herself? Or
I think she was just having it happen.
Having it happen.
Yeah. So the opposite of the roadhead, the road jam. The road jam.
Road jam.
Road jam.
Monster jam.
Dave Hunter's road jam.
Dave Hunter's road jam.
Come on, lady, listen, I'm going to take you on a good old-fashioned road jam with my fingers.
It was, it'd be great right up until...
You gotta watch.
The jam ends.
Yeah. I don't think they like you to jam it.
Well, I didn't want to say bang and finger banging.
You just said it.
You just did.
Say it then.
Dave says a darndest thing.
He sure does.
That'd be a great show.
Yeah, it would be.
Get Steve Harvey to host it.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to Dave Hunter's Road Jam.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Jam?
This guy, chicken nuggets in one hand, dip in the other, going 85 miles an hour on the freeway.
Mm. No problem.
With both hands. Ate a KFC bowl.
Jesus. That's pretty difficult. Anything with a spoon. But I know that, like, I've worked around that whole salsa thing, because you just put a chip in and you take a shot of the salsa.
Right, you just drink it.
Yeah.
This guy who drives a semi eats Wendy's chili. You need two hands for that.
Will you drink it?
He doesn't say he drinks it. I assume he uses the spoon.
You can't be afraid to use two hands.
Nope.
The spoon thing while driving is tough.
It is tough. It's
ice cream.
It's stupid. Just,
I've eaten so many blizzards.
Ooh, you know what? I have had a sundae because it melts.
Yeah, you got to. That's ice cream when it goes the worst.
Yeah. Spoon is the easiest one for me.
That's why,
on a freeway? Like on a, have you ever done it on a freeway?
No, I didn't do it.
I've done it everywhere.
The fries was on a freeway, but the sundae wasn't on a freeway.
The worst part about eating a blizzard is on the road is when you pull up next to somebody and you're fat. And
hey, like, how you doing?
This is every day.
Yeah, how do you think I feel when I've got my large dip cone? Nothing like a guy licking on a dip cone beside you. Hi, gentlemen.
Oh, God, that's graphic.
Yikes, yikes. Oh,
hey, want to pull over?
How you doing? This is my large dip cone. I didn't feel like going full blizzard today.
A dip cone.
Oh, a man licking a cone beside you.
Yeah. Ooh. It's tough. I'll keep it down. Like, I generally...
You can't make eye contact.
Right. So I'm, like, eating it while I'm, you know, probably oncoming cars, they would see me. Yeah. But... Whenever
when
if I have to pull someone, you gotta put it
down.
You gotta put it sort of
high
twist and hide it.
You got like a shame.
Yeah.
Do you still eat down there, or are you just hide?
No, just hide it. It'll turn. It's gonna turn green any second. Right. We can get on the move. That's real, pedal to the metal.
It's real drippy though.
It is. It does.
Yeah, someone said I once.
That's why I got.
Okay. All right, that's enough.
I know how to solve that problem.
Someone said I once ate a whole cheesecake on my lap while driving. A
whole cheesecake. Jeez.
Those must be very fat.
Those maybe those little ones.
I've never eaten a whole cheesecake.
Oh, someone shot up heroin.
Yeah, that's pretty dangerous.
It's dangerous. A couple different reasons.
I can't believe
next
I made
thing
it.
They know, they were on the freeway. Next thing they know, they woke up at a gas station, parked at the pump, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
They went Ooh, they went like 2.5 miles without any recollection of what happened.
Wow, that's so bad.
There's a lot of people shooting heroin on the roads, it seems like.
You got it.
You know, yeah. The way people drive.
Heroin.
Oh, that guy's on heroin.
Yeah, some sort of drugs.
Very popular.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This person said my buddy Andrew totaled his car, hitting a parked car, all while trying to catch a Reese's cup.
Mm. He bobbled it.
Yeah.
That's what he
said. He said he bobbled it.
I don't know what that means. Like, dropped it?
Yeah, you're like, oh, no.
Bobbling it.
Yeah, oh, God. No.
This guy rolled a blunt while getting a hand jibber. Mm. Are people making up new words, or is text... talk to text misunderstanding them? Is a hand jibber a thing?
I think it's just a play on words.
Yeah, I think you just...
I've heard jibber used before.
Okay.
I think you're just being funny.
Yep.
Good old-fashioned
jibbers. Voice-changing technology. Anonymous doesn't want to be identified. You dangerous thing you did behind the wheel that you'll admit to.
Penis. Yeah, I had sex behind the wheel during a snowstorm. There's like 6 inches of snow on... Yeah,
I 6 inches of snowstorm. She was riding him.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's extremely, so dangerous.
That's like someone who loves danger. That's like a girl who loves danger.
But he's got to love it too.
Yeah.
Because I would be. I'd be as soft as a Kleenex if I. Yeah, I'd be so worried about hitting something.
I'd be terrified. Yeah.
There's no way.
Yep.
Come on.
Live a little, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's good.
Six
girl.
Inches of snow?
He's like, come on.
Come on, Dave. You can do it. Someone said I ate spaghetti while driving a stick shift with my right arm in a sling after surgery. So I was shifting across my body while eating spaghetti and driving.
He must have really wanted that spaghetti.
You do.
It's mom's spaghetti, man.
You do.
I don't, but still, come on.
When I had a stick shift, I don't know how many times I would shift with the other hand while eating all the time.
You just got to be like, if you're a true fat person, you understand that you can almost like unhinge your jaw like a snake and like you can just pour things.
Yeah. Like I pour fries. I don't eat fries. I pour them. I pour them.
Fries are the easiest thing.
Oh, that's absolutely. Yep. Fries, nuggets.
Yeah.
Drumsticks.
Yep. Yep.
Drumsticks are good.
Anything small, portable, or with handles? Pat, on a regular line. Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what did you see? You saw something real dangerous.
Yeah, a woman driving a stick shift, drinking a cup of coffee, smoking a cigarette, and using sign language to talk to the lady next to her.
Wow, she has two hands. She was doing three things.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You can do sign language with a smoke.
Can you do it?
At the same time.
I'd love to see the smoke.
Oh, it can be done.
You think it can be done?
Probably not all the words.
Hmm.
You put it in your lips a lot, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know any signs.
No. But that's, so there's coffee, smoke, sign language.
Yeah.
Also, wheel.
I don't know how these people are taking dabs while they're doing it.
There's a bunch of people that have done that.
You could probably hold your coffee cup. Could you hold your coffee cup and your cigarette at the same time?
You're right.
Shifts with the one hand, hold. And then that's the only sign language.
Lisa just test it out.
Okay, so I got my smoke and my coffee.
Thumbs down. Yeah, you could do it.
I think I could hold a smoke, coffee
for a second,
and steer with one.
Oh yeah. You could steer. Hold your coffee, cigarette.
Yeah.
Once you're in gear, you're good.
Lisa's like Tom Cruise in Days of Thunder when she's behind the wheel. She thumbs up and thumbs down.
Yeah. The finger.
The flip of the bird.
All right. I didn't think it would be that easy. James is in Safety Harbor, Florida. Hi, James.
Hey, buddy.
So what do you think? What was the most dangerous thing you'll admit you've done behind the wheel?
Okay, I had a girlfriend one time that was the office whore. And I took her down to South Florida, and we were driving back up 27, and I had an old school Trans Am, and she decided she wanted to go down with me. And I couldn't get my foot off the gas pedal. And I look down, I'm doing 140 on a two-lane road.
Your body tenses up.
I said, who cares?
Yeah, your body tenses up. And it does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 140 on a two-lane road is,
nope.
Well, that's a recipe for death.
Sketchy.
You can't. You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
I used to cut up and blow lines on the freeway on my way to roofing jobs.
Roofing.
Good times, you said.
Yeah. That's a bad thing.
What?
What?
This guy said he 69'd his lady while driving. Foot barely able to touch the brake.
You like flipped her over or something?
Impressive.
It's on my lip.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Legs over my ears.
Yeah. Sure.
Very cool.
Can you imagine?
That's a hell of a lady, though.
Driving past the couple that's 69ing.
How you doing, guys?
Chuck's licking his ice cream cone at the
lid. You got 69ing?
I'm 69 in this thing right now.
You both got your mouth full.
Yeah, I'm going down on this cone right now.
Yeah.
That would kill their moment.
Yeah. Just stopping and watching them.
They look over and there you are. Yeah.
Give him a rascally look like that. That's perfect.
trying to bite the butterscotch off.
We can't see what 69ing.
69ing, I see.
I just got a large vanilla cone.
Butterscotch.
Yeah, that would end their 69 fun immediately. Yeah. That creeper with the ice cream's looking at us.
He'd be like, lady, he'd be like, get up here. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Right, forget it, forget it. There's a weird guy here. Baby, 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 stop. Baby, stop. Baby, stop. I can't. No. I can't do this with this guy here. He's matching our speed.
Get rid of you.
Come on your tails.
I can't shake him.
Not going anywhere, guys. Until this full cone is done.
It is large.
Jeez.
It is large. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've been talking about the whole Chris Cuomo thing, right? A couple of times this week we've mentioned it. First on Tuesday we saw the video of it, and then we followed up yesterday. Chris Cuomo got into a little fight with a heckler at a Long Island bar. The CNN anchor was disturbed, saying he called him a derogatory Italian term.
Fredo.
Mm-hmm. The weaker brother from The Godfather. He said basically it's like the N-word for Italians.
Never heard that before. All Italian guys.
A lot of people
life.
Have disagreed with.
Yeah.
But that was his take on it anyway. So, of course, they discuss this on Fox News. Mm-hmm. They're talking about it. And most of them support, you know, him on some level. They're making fun of CNN and all this stuff. But they didn't agree that he should have been, you know, singled out. And then this Fox News host made a claim himself. Jesse Waters.
Oh, this guy.
Said that a celebrity called him trash. He thinks it's a celebrity. We'll let you hear it here.
I was at a lounge at the Delta Sky situation trying to take off for a flight with my family. And the actor Shia LaBeouf, or whatever his name is, I think it was him. It looked exactly like him. I walked by and he calls me trash right in front of my kids. I didn't lose it. But, you know, these things happen. But I think everybody just leave each other alone on the street.
Right. He He believes it was Shia LaBeouf.
He's not sure.
Or someone who looked like him. Should you make a claim like that if you don't think it's Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah,
you're
not sure. Not sure.
Shia
yeah.
LaBeouf. 100%. Could have been Shia LaBeouf.
It was either Shia LaBeouf or John Goodman.
Looked just like the two of them.
Baby don't.
Yeah.
I mean, Shia LaBeouf's a wild card.
Oh, you got
right?
it.
He's a wild card. He absolutely could have done that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
before you go on the air with it,
yeah,
confirm.
I think you just want to let everyone know that he might have seen Shia LaBeouf in his awesome airport lounge.
Delta Sky Lounge.
Yeah. Delta Sky Lounge. He's important.
Mm-hmm. He's been in the Delta Sky Lounge.
Exactly.
Yeah, get snacks there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Dave's putting some out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
When Dave was in there.
I go in there.
Yeah. Dave and Lisa.
I saw a guy
there.
Outside the Delta Sky Lounge who looked just like Chuck the Freak yeah. call me trash too.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
Boom!
Trash!
Hey, how you doing, one percenters?
Just need a credit card.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need. Sign up with a credit card. You'll get access as well.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I know, I'm almost sold on it.
I thought it was more exclusive.
No, not really.
It's one of those perks.
All the perks.
Perks. You fly a lot.
Yeah, Chuck looks at it like it's some sort of exclusive.
Delicious mini cheese danishes.
Yeah, you guys have fun in there.
Well, yeah, because me, James, and Chuck are all on the outside. You guys are having your party.
Lisa and I went in just to grab a coffee. Then we thought, oh, that's so nice in here.
Yeah, let's just hang out here.
Let's just sit down. It's so quiet. There's so many seats open.
Yeah, these guys came up to me. They're like, oh, have you seen everyone? I'm like, oh, yeah, no, they're in the uppity hoity-toity area.
I didn't care either. I knew you were talking trash.
Well, I didn't 100%. Care. We said that. What Chuck's saying about us right now?
100%.
It doesn't matter to me.
I'm like, listen, they got a rest, you know? they need a comfy seat before they fly first class.
I didn't fly first class or whatever. I didn't fly it.
Hashtag yeah. truth.
Next time we fly, we gotta wait for him to come out and be like, trash!
I'm gonna put my face up against the glass and just be like peering in and breathing heavy.
It was on the upper level. You couldn't.
Yeah, you can't. They've designed to keep us out there.
Yeah, you can't. We can't get up there.
You can't
there.
Even see them.
So
yeah.
nice in there.
Yeah. You gotta get past the security escalator before you can get access.
Yeah, I'm always just like eating gummy worms down there with everybody else. $13 a bag gummy worms.
I think the last flight we went on, I waited to the very last minute. Dave, you were down with everyone else too. I was like, I'm going
yeah,
down
I
there.
Yeah. You're like, I'm still going to stay here. I'm like, all right, you go ahead. I'm just going to go down. I asked them if they. I was nice enough to ask if you wanted anything from the exclusive lounge and brought
you
some pastries.
Tell us again of the pastries and the seats, the comfortable seats.
Yeah.
Tell me again.
I'm always like, oh, we should probably save a seat for them when they decide to come down off their thrones.
They're sky so thrones. Nice. We appreciate it.
They sit upon the
I didn't realize you took it so hard, Chuck.
I know
yeah,
he
takes it really hard.
It's not.
Get a freaking
it's
credit just... card. You can go in there.
Yeah, they have good food.
I don't need it.
Chuck doesn't like it.
And stop complaining about
it. I'm not complaining about it. I just have a feeling.
I'm not making fun.
You guys do what you need to do.
Well, I appreciate the free pastries, guys.
Yeah.
Don't stop, James. Don't stop with those free pastries.
Yeah, okay.
No worries. Every single one.
We're off to South Africa now for this next story. Mourners at a funeral of a 69-year-old man in Blinkwater Village outside Giani in Limpopo.
Yeah. Great area.
They went on a rampage.
Oh, bad area.
When they discovered that their loved one's penis was missing.
Who has it?
You always got to check. You always have to check.
James.
What is it? Where is it? Give us back his beep beep beep. 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 Where is it? Where is it? We don't know. What do you got to it?
Do they believe in any kind of like it's got magic?
James Makalbevele was reportedly believed to have died in a hit and run, but family members now believe he was the victim of a ritual killing and his body was thrown on the road and they made it believe he was hit by a car.
Family members inspected his remains, and reportedly that's when they discovered his penis was missing.
Hey! What is it?
Going.
Where is it?
We don't know. Where is it? Where is it?
Well, big finish.
Can find his peepee anywhere. Can find his peepee anywhere.
Hey, where is it?
No idea.
Well, they don't take missing penises lightly there. Because they then burnt down three houses.
Ooh. Oh, they just burned down
houses. One belonging to a man they believe to be the suspect and two of his workers. A policeman at the local police station said the first post-mortem didn't reveal any body parts had been removed. But they will look into it, they said.
Man, you'd think you'd notice that in like the once over. That's gone.
Why do they? Do you think they cut it off and then killed him?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
That's dark.
I was thinking in my brain it was the opposite, but you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because what's the point of cutting it off after he's dead?
Yeah.
Well, they do. There is some of that that goes on. Like, I know in some of the different, where there's bad stuff going on in Africa, they'll, even a dead body, they'll do terrible things to it.
Cut out his junk! Cut out his junk! Cut out his heart!
They do some crazy stuff.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, where is it? Give it back! Give it back! Give. Freestyle!
Yeah, the drums switched up on me.
Yeah, they did there. Thank you, back. The investigation continues.
That's good.
How that happened. But unfortunately,
they're never going to find it again.
No, they're not. But I will be seeing it for the rest of the day.
Burnt it.
Get us back his big pee pee. Get us back his big pee pee. Where is it?
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Farmers in Australia have been jailed, and it involves pig semen. Two pig farmers in Western Australia behind bars.
Ew.
After being convicted of illegally importing Danish pig semen concealed in shampoo bottles.
Do you want this? Do you want the semen I'm selling you?
I would really like to buy that semen. How are you going to get it to me, though? I've got to discuss the
shampoos.
On the plane.
That's right. I will ship it to you on shampoos.
Very risky.
VO5.
So worth it because I really...
VO5.
Wheel 5?
Wheel 5s.
Wheel 5s. Okay.
Look for a giant box of wheel 5s.
I will. I am excited about this delivery of the
Danish pig semen.
The pig semen is...
It is a weird transaction.
It really is.
It is. In the wheel 5? Will it mix with the shampoo or will it just be
I fully rinse out the VO5, use it in my hair, my luxurious hairs.
Oh, so it's going to be crazy. You're going to have a crazy hairdo.
Don't use this in your hairs.
Oh, that's the pig semen?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm so glad that this transaction is happening. I've been excited for days.
Torben Sorensen has been sentenced to 3 years in prison, while Henning Lau faces a 2-year sentence after pleading guilty to breaching quarantine and biosecurity laws in Australia. The court there was told that pig semen had been illegally imported from Denmark multiple times over the course of like 8 years.
Oopsie.
The semen was used in artificial breeding programs, and several breeding sows, they say, were direct offspring from Danish boars. They say they will not take breaches of biosecurity laws lightly, and that's why these guys got such a harsh sentence.
Our pigs are awesome.
You've caught me sticky fingered.
No doubt.
This is true.
They imported the semen illegally in an attempt to get an unfair advantage over their competitors through new genetics, they say. It's extremely disappointing.
I swear it's just Wheel 5.
Well, use it then.
I swear.
Use it in your hair now.
No.
Now.
I don't want to.
Right, prove it.
I'd really rather not.
Now.
I don't want to do that.
Let's see.
I just washed my hair.
No, now.
I just washed it.
No, okay, this is
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'll do it. Okay, you do that. Oh, God. Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, God, it's slimy. Oh, I don't like this VL.
VL 5 is different than you think. Oh, it's not even making any bubbles.
Oh, God.
It smells. It's got a smell to it. It's got a smell.
Of course it would have a smell. Oh, bottle smell. Semen.
It's got a smell. Smells. Very awful.
I like the guy being like, no, I don't want to right now.
My brother not.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.